in Simon Chav Zayin, Sivov. So Sivov deals with the issue of a person who's his dexterous hands is really his sinister hands, i.e. the lefty. Vitu Yad Yimino, a person who's exchanged his Yad Yimino for his left. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara actually brings three drushes, how we know that you put tefillin on the left hand, on the left arm. One is that the Gemara says that the Gemara proves that the word Yad in the Torah usually means the left, the word Yamin means the right, and Yad means the left. So that's one tana in the Gemara. The second tana says it's based on Mukshartim Mukhsaftim. And the third one says it's based on the word Yotcha is written in such a way that it's referring to the Yad Kei, the weaker hand. So so obviously it's going to make tremendous differences. In halacha, is it based on, it's always the left hand, because that's the word Yad in the Torah means left. Does it mean the weaker hand, which will make a difference of whether a person's hand is weaker or stronger, or it means the hand which you tie with the hand that you write? So if you write with your right hand, you're tying your left hand. If you write with your left hand, you're tying your right hand. Regardless of which one is the stronger hand. So all of those, so what do we do? So the Makar is like this. You call someone after, come alakta b'smarloi. The person does this person who's nito yad means he uses his left hand to do work. Simeniach b'smarloi shehu yamin shokoladim. So he puts it on what he would refer to as his left hand, i.e. meaning his weaker hand, which for everybody else is the right hand. If he's ambidextrous, then he's not exceptional. We leave him back on the regular rule. He puts it on the left hand. Now, he writes with his right hand, does all of his other actions with his left hand. Or vice versa, he writes with his left hand, and he does everything else with his right hand. So which one is the primary hand over here? So Yesh Armrim, some say Shiniach Tfilin Biyad Shatash Koyach Bidin Yad Kayav. He puts it on the hand which is weaker. So if he does all of his work with his left hand, even though he writes with his right hand, the right hand is the weaker hand. So he put tefillin on his right hand. The hand that he writes with is called yamin. He puts tefillin on the other hand, so that's an error which you gave, that his strength is in his left hand. So he writes with his right hand. So according to the first opinion, his right hand is the weaker hand. He puts tefillin on his right hand. According to the second opinion, he writes with his right hand, so he'll put a tefillin on his left hand. So the Rambam, the Hachinog, the Minhag is like the second of the two opinions. Now the sheet of the Mechaber. So we have a case, and the Mechaber presents Yesh Armim this, Yesh Armim that. So in general, the assumption of the halacha that usually Mechaber presents it like that, the halacha is lishna basra. He passes like a lishna basra. So the passion of the Mechaber would be agreeing. The passion of the Mechaber would be agreeing to the minhag of the Rambam. There are those who learn that Mechaber passes not like that, but that would be the simple. That would be the simple understanding. Okay. Besides the Mishaburas, I want to touch on some of the Biri Halach over here, those few different scenarios. Let's see Mishaburas. Kofal, the Eater, violently ill, Sivkotan Yudbeis, where there he dealt with the case of a person who's an Eater and he's borrowing somebody else's tefillin, so, or vice versa. So, how does he wear the tefillin with the Mavarta facing, the Yud facing in and the Mavarta facing down, or the Yud facing out, the Mavarta facing up? So he's talked about that before. Yad Yaminoi. It's a person who's a is an Itzur Yad Yaminoi. He's the opposite of he switches Yad Yaminoi to the other side. Yad Yaminoi here being used as the more powerful of the two hands. It's interesting. In Latin, the word for right is dexter. The word for left is sinister. So they looked at the person who was a lefty. That was sinister came from. We also look at the right is dexter. So what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is that a person who's an eater, his dexter is his left hand. That's the hand which is more dexterous. So that becomes the right Yad Yamin. For him, that's Yad Yamin. Even if this wasn't how he was born, but he trained himself to switch to that hand, then still Yaniach Bimin will put on the other hand, the right hand. If Min HaShemayim, they caused him to be like that. So what does that mean? The Hainu Shanela Loi Choli Biminoi. See, he was born like that. But even if he wasn't born like that, but later on he developed an illness, a weakness, Biminoi in his right hand. Mizola Kachmana, when he became weakened, now so the left hand became the stronger hand. The lower hand was cut off. The palm of the hand was cut off. Sir Klaus is Komalach. It was small. He does everything with his left hand. Still, Bavari did like Eitzer Gomer. Even in that scenario where it happened in Shemayim, he like Eitzer Gomer, Biniach, Al Hayad or Ritzutsu. So he'll put tefillin on the weaker hands. So if he eventually recovers, not in the case where it's cut off, obviously in the case where it was there's some type of a paralysis in the hand, or a weakness in the hand, which he eventually recovered from. But meanwhile, he did not lose the facility which he gained in the other hand. So now he's ambidextrous. So Macharba said, a person's ambidextrous, but doesn't feel like everybody else. It's interesting, in that scenario, you can't use a chart to Muxavdom because he writes in either hand. You can't use Yad Keach, neither hand is weaker. But you still have the first Rasha, but the word Yad in the Torah in general means left, because Yamin means Yamin. So that Rasha was still pretty applicable, and therefore the Mechaber says that scenario, he put on the left hand since he's ambidextrous.
Where is the source to say that Yad means left? Where do we see that?
The Mechaber brings three rise to it. I don't remember the Pesukim in the Mishnah brings. The Torah uses the lashon of Yad, and then the Torah says.
For example,
it says Chazaka is different. Because it says because the Mishnah says Yad Yamin is also different. It says lashon of Va'af Yodi Yosta Oritz Vimini. Says the Shemayim, something like that. So it says, "My Yad made the Horitz, and my Yamin made the Shemayim."
Oh, okay.
Like that type of something like that. I don't remember the exact Losh of the Post, but something like that.
I thought it was a Yod Keho. That's
a third Rosh. There's three Rosh. Fine.
So basically, what you said, Yad Chazaka, the Chazaka negates the fact that it's Yad.
Because so, the Morse says, if it says Yad Yamin, so obviously it means Yamin. It's Tam Yad without any other appellation, would mean small. It's interesting. That Drosh is not as well known as the other two. So he does call Malachta Bismarloi. Now, would in Afilim Rak, Rav Malachta, it's Labdaka call Malachta. If Rav Malachta is done with his left hand, so the right hand is a weaker hand. Meniach b'smolos, he puts it on what's his left hand, which is Yamin of Kolodim. Meniach b'yaminoi, shu smoy Kolodim. He put it on his Yamin, which is the left for most people. After the Ebel Yotza, Vayim Rilach. So even if you're not Yotza in that situation. Now, saying even b'yaminoi, you're not Yotza. say is saying that the drasha of the Gemara of Yamin and that which Yad automatically means left would not be true. Is like that opinion of Yotze. Our Rishonim are passing that that one time in the Gemara. Let's say a person shalom b'shayyadav. But shalom b'shayyadav call him alach is b'shneim b'shavim b'shavim. So the case over here, which we're dealing over here, is not that he does some with one hand and some with the other hand. He does everything. He does everything with both hands equally. So that's the case of the mechaber. Let's say he can do it with either hand, but the left hand is easier. And for that, again, still then the right hand will be the weaker hand, and the left hand will be the primary hand. Okay. Now, if he writes in one hand and has the strength in the other hand, so the mechaber brings the first sheet that you put it on the hand which is weaker, which is the hand that he writes with. Shtoshkaya, Chavav, Rishalomer. The ksiba ain lo shum milo mishar malacha yichidis. Ksiba is not any better than any other single type of activity. Was it in Buster Roiva Meisim? Vianikris small. So if Roiva the activities that the hand does it with the other hand, the left hand, the fact that he writes with his right hand is irrelevant. It's according to this opinion, it's a miyat malacha of avodas versus roiva malachas. So the writing hand will be the weaker hand. The second opinion says no. When it comes to tefillin, the one that you write with is considered yamin. Cheshuba yamin, chavzayin. The same with shartum, uksavtum. Mashal the boys of yad shekoysim bo. Sarach lichur as a tefillin al yad shekenegdom. So you tie the tefillin obviously not on the same. You don't tie tefillin on the same hand that you write. That you're putting it on. You tie it with one hand on the other hand. So whatever hand he writes with, that's the hand that he will use to tie. So he writes with his right, he'll tie in his left. Writes with his left, he'll tie in his right. Okay. Now, miyu kishaloi nerlid kein. Here we have a situation where the majority of his activity is done with his left hand. Let's say. Okay. Because another came. So his strength is in his left hand, but it happened to be that he writes in his right hand, but that wasn't natural, that you know, but that was something which he now trained himself. See, even though we said before that is considered the, even if it happened by training himself, that's considered the primary hand. That's when he put all the malachas in that hand, but he just did the malach of ksiva, which we have a machlokes about whether ksiva is a primary element or not. The one which says that uksharatim uksavtum is primary, it's still a case where it came naturally. Therefore, in that situation, so if he writes his left hand, but does everything else with his right hand, he remains a righty. We don't understand the Yochel Lichtoiv. Doesn't have a right. The Bahaki Northern Most says the Minig is like the second opinion. It depends on Ksiva. Bind Bir Locha. Take a look at the Bir Locha. Let's take a look at the Bir Locha over here. Yeah, Sherman. Sheyavet shekoyz the book. So the beer loch. We think of the shulchan aruch. The rapoyske mashal the chol ksiva mahani lezeh. We talk about ksiva. What do we mean when we say ksiva? What language are we talking about? Is it any language? If you want to base on the pasuk "Kusavta," means you're kosher the hand with the hand that you can write mezuzahs with. All mezuzahs need sabashuris, so I can't write sabashuris. So then I'm back to the guy who can't write, right? So it's an irrelevant thing. Apparently not. The Shulchan Aruch did not say that. I mean, it seems we're saying any, as long as there's any ability of ksiva at all, that's going to be considered a ksiva, and that would be determinative in this machlokes. Okay, so that's fine. Ach, imenu yochel litev ksav gomer, rak rishimus v'smunas ba'amal lizikar, v'shon akar v'loshen ashkenaz sefer, like a cipher. You can't really write an alphabet, a language. He writes different symbols. He made up symbols, whatever. So you can write something, and then he does. But that's not enough. Okay. Next beer local. I'm very Morgan Rom Shakasa. So they is a fila im who sharlet mishteyodov biksiva. Comes Morgan Rom and says like this. According to this, the second opinion, the main thing is ksiva. So what will be in the following situation? He sharlet mishteyodov biksiva. But his strength is in his left hand. So according to the first opinion, it's totally in strength. According to the second opinion, it's totally in ksiva. So the Gemara is only totally in ksiva. Therefore, everything he does in his left hand. He writes in both hands equally. Mechaber said a person ambidextrous puts in his left hand. We don't say the pshat is, listen, over here the ksiva equalizes. You're left with his stronger hand, his left hand, so you should put in his right hand. According to his opinion, it's nothing to do with strong and weak. Only issue is ksiva. Ksiva is equal. If it's equal, the rule was, if it's equal, you put in your left hand. That's the one I'm wrong. Fila moshele b'shtayyana b'ksiva, meniach b'smol kalava, avshashar kamay, ma'isav oisiv b'smola. Even though his strength is in his left hand. Okay. Vine oid shom shevi das the bach shechelik. The bach disagrees. Sorry, the davki im kosev biyaminoi. Shark hamais of oisib is smaloi. She was said nechshav kishel b'shayyada. So the mishabura said an example of shel b'shayyada. He does all of his malachas equally with either hand. What about a new type of shel b'shayyada? He does all of does certain types of things with his left hand, certain things with his right hand. For example, the Bach understands that what we have over here is a person who he does his strength in his left and writes with his right. The Bach says that makes a person ambidextrous. And since ksiva is considered kosher based on the pasuk, that is considered enough to counterbalance all of the other actions that he does. Now he's a shalom b'shtayyadav. Oh, shalom b'shtayyadav. He puts on his left arm. Then he puts on the left. Let's say he writes with his left hand. Everything else he does with his right hand. So according to the Bach's thought process, that Viter makes you ambidextrous, and ambidextrous puts in his left hand. So the Bach is not learning that ksiva is the sole criteria. Ksiva is the criteria is yadkei, and if it's only yadkei, when a person is ambidextrous, he puts in his left hand. The kiddush of the ksiva is that we define weakness and strength also based on ksiva. Shiva being a primary definition of strength. But not that it's a separate drasha totally. That's how the Bacher understands it. So the person would write with his left hand, do all of his other malachim with his right hand. So if you go with pristine, pure Shiva versus winds, so he writes with his left hand, so he puts it in his right hand, or right arm. If the pshat is like the Bach saying that writing now becomes it's promoted to be equal to the other malachas because of the pasuk, so now he's ambidextrous. The person who's ambidextrous puts in his left arm. That's the Bach. He loses the Shulchan Aruch, does not agree to the Bach. So the Magen Rama says no. The Magen Rama holds it's only Siva. Siva is a criteria which is definitive by itself, and the strength becomes irrelevant according to that mandal.
Yes, that's not true.
The Bach goes to the Bach. Now comes along the Gra. So far we're both going with the second opinion that Siva is primary. And we're arguing, what does that mean? Siva is primary to the total act of ignoring everything else, or Siva is primary to the point that it's promoted to be a balance to all of the other actions. But then he remains ambidextrous, which puts him. So according to the Bach, the only time that a person is going to put in his right arm is his strength is in the left hand, and he writes with his left hand. Because then he's not ambidextrous. But if either he writes with his right hand and does strength in his left hand, or vice versa, he does things with both hands, he's ambidextrous, and a person is ambidextrous puts in his left arm. According to the Bach. The Bach, but the only case a person will be putting on the right arm is the person that has his strength in his left arm and uses that for action, then he also writes with his left hand. The main thing is just writing whatever you write with.
What if he writes with his left arm and he eats with his left arm, but he drinks, throws a football with his right arm? That's still considered ambidextrous, or now that tips the scale because he does most of the things with his left?
If he does Roy Malachta with his left, that would be called that's a stronger arm.
Even though he does his real strength moves are with his right.
Right, so it's interesting. So Yad K over here, even though he said on weaker passions, it means, whether we understand it means Roy Malachta. Now, so that's the Bach, that's the Magen Avraham. Comes on the Gra, and the Gra says, one second, I pass like the first Shita. There's nothing to do writing at all. Writing is irrelevant. The whole thing is strength. It's all in Tashkayach. So if his right arm is stronger, he puts in his left arm. If his left arm is stronger, he puts in his right arm. Very simple.
Again, the definition of stronger being Rov Malacha.
Pashto Rov Malacha. In Canaan, Kaisa Bimin, Rishar Maisa Voisa Bismo. Nich Bimin. So if a person writes with his right hand, but does everything else with his left hand, he's going to be putting on his right hand. Ah, he writes with his right hand. Who cares? Okay, so now that creates, created a lot of scenarios which are quite questionable what you're supposed to do. So Birlo comes along and says he wants to add one point to the argument. I'm going to find sort of like a peshora that we were doing the right thing. Now, how is that? The nearly that feel of the day we shun up, which a gross paskening like, that we ignore ksiva. Only thing you do with that hand is writing. So then we said the other hand is the primary hand. He can do other things with he writes with his right hand. He can do a few things with his right hand also. He does better with his left hand. Rak shenokel loylasus miyad hashem. There, the Gemara will agree. Mikri shel b'shtayadov l'kuliyam. The Gra is not arguing. The Ksiva is a significant, without the drasha of the Apostle, Ksiva is very significant. It's a very, very primary thing that people do. So, Ksiva alone versus all malachas, that's what we're saying. We ignore that. But if there are other malachas which are done together with the hand which does the Ksiva, even if they're done more easily with the other hands, that's enough to say it's called Shalom B'Shtayyad. Shalom B'Shtayyad puts on the left arm. So the scenario which we have over here, if his left hand is stronger, he does most of his malacha with the left hand. He writes with his right hand. He does some other things with his right hand as well. He put on his left arm. Because each one has something which it has, which is unique and exclusive to it. So lulav,
there's a difference between how a righty takes a lulav and how a person who's a lefty takes a lulav.
You put the lulav in your right hand if you're a righty, the lulav in your left hand if you're a lefty. So what's called a righty? What's called a lefty? So over there, the Shari Tshuva says, Shasham en l'ksiva shum mai l'kuliyam Rakistan p'ulay yichidis. That, so there's no drusha who look at them, who ksav them. So there's no mileage of writing over any other type of action. So the writing should be irrelevant. It should be Rakistan Pulichidis commercial Bakan the Dairy Shernali and Tvila. The same way according to the first opinion, writing has no mile. So that's the same thing with the Red Lula. By definition, everybody agrees that writing has no mile. Okay. So it should come out, and the person does Roy with his malacha with his left hand, and he writes with his right hand. I don't care. Right? Or he does Roy with malacha with his left hand, he writes with his right hand, he writes with his left hand. I don't care. Ksiba isn't important. But still, the Shari Tshuva wrote, he calls his show. Does that make your Shalom B'Shayyadov Mach Masorz? So he says, no. He's the Shalom B'Shayyadov. He does certain things with one hand, certain things with the other hand. So if that's true over there, where Ksiva has no significance, can who had in Hocha feel the day Rishena like Grosh Arlo Mishita say? Im Kaisa Biyamino Bashar Kol Maisa Oisa Bismol Mach Shenokoloi. But he can do that. He can't do that with his right hand. Yaniach Atulam Bismol Kol Adam Ken Yerli Niyastayt. So that adds a lot of. Because very rarely in a person, the only thing he does with one hand is write. In a prime scenario, he writes and eats. Right? So that's not true. It's according to what the Bir Lach is adding now, which he feels that the Gra would agree to that, even though the simple reading of the Machlokes, this is not true. But we'll give him a status of being ambidextrous according to the Bir Lach, and then you put on your left hand and that's it. Notice though, he said this condition is because he cannot write with the other hand. So he writes with the right hand and he does all of everything else with the left hand. Plus he eats also with the right hand. Right? Since he cannot write with the left, the right hand has something over the left. Plus there's something over the right. So he's ambidextrous. Let's say he can write with his left hand, not as well as with his right hand. Then all bets are off. You cannot say he's ambidextrous in that situation. Even though he does ksiva and possibly also maybe achila or something like that with the right hand, but since
Lemaisa, the other hand, also writes, you cannot call him, I mean, most of his activities with the left hand. He writes with his left hand, albeit not perfectly. And the right hand writes. So that's that situation. Hashem did with the left hand, he put on his right arm. Which, because I was stressed over here, Kimish Beyadash had the Eno Yochel Lizdov Klah. One hand can write, another hand cannot write. So it gives an advantage to that hand, which counterbalances the other advantages. So I think that's an important point. I have to tell you, you know, right now it sounds clear. I guarantee if you actually get tomorrow, I'll be confused about it.
What?
If you actually get tomorrow, this is local. I always find it confusing.
I have a friend, I don't remember his situation, but I think it's also the similar situation Weiss with one hand does on his brother. He actually puts on, at the end of davening, he puts on another shogya.
Right, switches.
No, yeah, that, well, you need, that's another one. That's very hard to switch.
At the same time?
So what do you do at the same time? You have to ask, you can't, you have a problem, actually, you know, being Baltoisa. So you just have the kavanah of fairish. He has to make a tanai. Be careful to make a tanai.
But they both can't be a yad kehah.
I think he does it at the end of the day.
You're being myself on the mitzvah then. I have no mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah. It's not the right arm.
And that's called being myself on the mitzvah. Right? I have a new shita. Rosh says put a tefillah on the left hand on the head. I put that right hand on my toes. And I, you know, it's very nice. It's called the mitzvah.
If I wrap a tzitzis around my leg, that's baltos.
If you're doing it with shame, then it's a tefillah. I don't know. The point is, if you're trying to add on to the mitzvah, it's a problem. So you have to make it tonight. You make it tonight. Whichever hand is the correct hand, that's the one you want to be on. So that's how you do
it. I don't know if he does what's not. He does that thing at the end of davening. He just puts on another.
Right.
Puts on the other one. I don't know which one he does.
In my scenario, where he writes with his left, he eats with his left, and he throws with his right. If he could write a little bit with his right, does that make him ambidextrous?
Let's say for argument's sake, Roy Malacha was done with the right. Okay? But he writes with the left and he eats with the left. Right? So right when Mishmar is learning, so that now he's called ambidextrous. And ambidextrous puts in his left hand. Right? The question will be in a situation where majority of the malach is done with the left. Right?
Yeah, right now he's putting it on his right because he writes with his left and eats with his left. And he only throws with his right. He only does his strong actions with his right.
I understand. So we're saying right malach is done with the left. So then he's not ambidextrous.
Right,
but the case of Mr. Malach is talking about the case where the right malach would be done with the right. Right? But according to the Machaber, it's called in Tzivim. Right? So all he has Tzivim on one side and he has Rav Malach on the other side. So in that situation, it says we'll argue that he's ambidextrous and he will put on his.
Right, but according to the Gra, where he said if he.
But the Gra's case is all the way around. The Gra's case is the
right. Why can't you bring this case as a left hand with the Gra and say that if he could write a little bit with his right hand, then there's no kashivas to the left hand being the hand that can write. And therefore, he's ambidextrous and therefore.
The Gro ignores Tzivah. The Gro says the main thing is strength. And so the case, the Gro is only relevant if Roy Malach is done with the left hand.
Yeah.
So if Roy Malach is done with the left hand, being able to write a little with the right hand is irrelevant. Mishabur's case is being able to write with the other hand is in a case where the Roy Malach is done with one hand, the Ksiva is done with the other hand. Over here, the Roy Malach and the Ksiva are done with one hand. And the other hand does a little bit of something. So who cares?
How do you define Roy Malach?
I don't know. You have to ask around. again, this case over here is only relevant. You know, if Roy Malach is being done with the right, not with the left, Roy, so the Gross has put on your writing.
Yes, right.
So what's now? What's you have to confess that they don't know that everything is there? That's a bros. The Sharl is not like the bros. Sharl is like the book of the room. What do you do? The book of the room says it's when we pass the fall of Sivu. Right, so then you would argue maybe the according there, according to the book of the room, in fact, you do Sivu with the right hand would help it. According to the gross, it's irrelevant. If in some of the cases, the room will have to double the right hand, so there's no argument. According to the gross.
I'm in the riffle. To know which Yeshua we're going with?
The Rambam and the Rif do not weigh in on the Pesach in this case. It's not clear.
It's not clear what they hold.
The Rif doesn't say how.
And the Rambam as well.
So what is the Rambam quoting here?
What?
When it says Vayan. Bayan Barambam Perikyot Allah Hilchos Shabbos. There's something else he's quoting for the Yesh Omri.
That's the guy be Hilchos Ksiva.
Oh, okay.
One last quick question.
How can Yad Keha be interpreted as the hand that you don't write with?
What the rest is doing is very
in other words, does it? Is it?
In other words, the Torah has come along and says there's a stronger hand and there's a weaker hand. Okay, fine. The Torah has come along and said Ksiva and Kshira. So Pasha, those two opinions of the Gemara do not agree with each other. That's very simple. I don't mean the Gemara. Right? Comes on the back, and the back Pasha is saying that's not true. The back is saying that what is happening is that we're discussing weaker and stronger, but you don't know what weaker and stronger is. How do you find weaker and stronger? What are the laws that you look at? So do you look at eating and throwing the ball and lifting up? What do you look at? Well, you look at Ksiva as being a primary element of the definition of the weaker hand and the stronger hand. So that the one hand is able to lift more weight, that on the rest of the world, I don't care. The Bogei Rambam doesn't agree with this. The Bogei Rambam says no. There's a din one sheet that says Ksiva is what you do. Nothing to do with it. Weaker, stronger, I don't care. This arm can be, you know, lift the whole world, and this arm can't lift anything. This is the hand of Ksiva, Ukshartem, Uksavtem. Mizel. The Bach is arguing on that. The Bach is saying no. The point is you're becoming ambidextrous. What do you mean you're ambidextrous? This does every single thing you do, and the only thing you do with this is Ksiva. That's the drush, Ukshartem, Uksavtem. That Ksiva becomes kosher by tefillin to the point that we say you're ambidextrous. But if it was ambidextrous, always puts in his left arm. Right? That's what the Bach is saying. See? Right? But the Magen Rambam says, Pasha the real Magen Rambam says that's ridiculous. That they don't do with that. The Ksiva defines where the Kshir is. Okay. Zion. Abishayesh not a mark of the Makam and Ochotzvillin. Even though there's a market directly where you're normally put your near tefillin, you can still put on tefillin, kim mokum yesh bezrael or near shtei tefillin. There's room for two pairs of tefillin on your biceps. Kiyatsa masamak lebeis ha-shechi, kiyatsa ha-kuvdoi, umokum enoch ha-tefillin. The upper bone, from the middle down till the elbow, that's the base of tefillin. You can put two pairs of tefillin in there, of course. I mean, obviously they had smaller tefillin than we're our bigger arms, right? Or both. Right? Let's learn more. The boss starts to pull a kashel at sana kubudu, below at a kubudu mamish. Again, the Mishnah pointed out before, the lower, the right next to the elbow is ready the tendon. That's not, it has to be on the kibaris, which is the raised part. So, in case a person has a mark, a little bit, she put a little bit higher, a little bit lower. It's partial mark, but whole boss starts to pull a kashel at sana kubudu. Let's say the whole area, the lower part of the biceps is covered with this mark, and it's too painful to put on the filler. So you put on the upper part. You put on the grow. If it's all over the whole area and it's painful to put it on, even if it's a place to put it, but it's going to still cause pain, the whole act of wrapping, whatever it's going to be. So, this was case where he has a mark, you can't put it on top of the cup. You can put it on the bandage, but not on top of the shirt. Okay, one more, and then we'll stop. Yes, Erech Ritzua Shoyat. How long is the Ritzua? Okay, Shatakev, it says Roya, it should go around the arm. Beikshu Bimenu Akesher, Bisimosach Adetzma Yumsoyas. It's also long enough to have made the kesher on the tefillin, go around the arm, and then stretch out to the etzav emsoyis, to your middle finger. To have wrap around three times and tie it off. There's a minute to put those 6 or 7 kriches. You shouldn't put it over the titura, being the bottom part of the tefillin, which is not the tzitza, but to catch it on top of the titura, in the front, to hold it in place. You shouldn't do that. The two on the bottom, one on top, in the middle. One on top, two on bottom. He's not happy. He's not happy.
He's not happy with it. Some people obviously do it.
Okay.
They don't do it randomly. They probably have a minig like that.
I would assume so, yeah. Oy shiva, lamin aleph. When on Nagin, we do shiva. Abayim shachubim, mishimah tzadei lasas elu, chazayin krichas, rak al azraya. Lokasas shalakim lasas gimel krichas, ala kibaris, adal al azraya. All 7 should be in the forearm. You shouldn't, it's not doing 3 on top and 4 down below.
How does he count to 7? Is it 6 in 2 hands or 7 in 2
hands? I don't know. You fulfilled by tying it off over here, not then tying on this, as it were, tying down the other end. That's enough to call tying it. It's supposed to be tied on your head. Well, it's only tied in the back, not in the front. That's okay. Therefore, once it's no longer part of the mitzvah kshira, then so you have no right to put the mitzvah on top of the titura. Okay, now. Some people, in order to minimize the hafzik, they do not wrap wrappings around the arm before they put in the shorosh. So then you really haven't finished the act of kshira on your shayat without that, holding it in place. So some say, in that situation, so over there, in that situation, it's necessary for the kshira, act of kshira. Then it's necessary for the act of kshira, it's not considered a problem of kedusha issues. It's facilitating and helping the tefillin. And I'll meet you about the Yonam Tsaris. He has a narrow sleeve, and he keeps pushing his tefillin down. So if you're afraid that your jack or whatever is going to be pushing on your tefillin and push it out of place, so you want to put it around the mitzu on the bottom to make sure it doesn't get pushed out of place, because that ties it down better. So that's okay. So then it's needed for the act of kshira. So we're relying on that.
What's the source for putting the mitzu on the middle finger? At a wedding, they use the etzba. The woman gives the etzba, so that looks like it's a more important finger. But yet, when it comes to tefillin, when you do a different one, is that a Kabbalah thing?
You know what? I don't know. I'm not sure where the halacha of the etzba and soyuz comes from. Okay, let's hold it here.